Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you on the Blog Talk tonight. This is Chief Ambassador Dr. Vinod Johnson, and I'm just welcoming you. Oh, what a wonderful day we've had at Amazing Grace, our church. My. We ended up what we call a Women's Weekend, and they had a women's revival. That was just really a revival for the whole church. It was just incredible. And, you know, we thanked him and did some praise checks, and, oh, my God, I heard some tremendous words. It was just and testimonies that were just phenomenal testimonies, and people were leading praise and worship and adoration unto God. It was just great, great, great. Now we come to thank him 1,000 times tonight. Oh, my God. Oh, what the Lord did there was great. Just want to welcome you, and this is the Blog Talk tonight. And this is our format to thank God 1,000 times individually. And collectively, we're giving God over close to 4 billion praises now, because the blog line has increased immensely. And we're grateful to God for what he's doing. Amen. Who in your city, who in your church, who in your hamlet, who in your village is willing to thank God 1,000 times and lead the way? I know you're doing that, but what about leading the way and ushering in others into thanking God 1,000 times? Yeah, will you lead the way in your city? Oh, my God, I hope you will. God is depending on you. Yeah, he inhabits the praises of his people, I tell you. And so our prayer is that you will be the one in your village, in your city, in your church, in your home, to lead the way for people to thank God 1,000 times or more. You know, I had people give God 9,000 thank yous a day and 10,000 thank yous a day. And I think it really ushers in the presence of the Lord. The Lord knows that you're grateful. I don't know who wouldn't bless somebody who was sincere and thanked them over and over again if they thought you really were that grateful. I don't know about you, but I'd want to do something else for them. I really would. Amen. What about you? Wouldn't you want to do something else for somebody who was so grateful for something that you had done for them? That's the way God is. Amen. Where do you think we get that from? Everything good comes from God. And so we do praise him over and over again. And anybody mad but the devil? The devil didn't want him to get the praise. Who do you think doesn't want you to thank him 1,000 times? Who do you think doesn't want God to get 1,000 thank yous? Nobody but the devil. Don't let him tell you that. Amen. He doesn't want God to be just blessed. He doesn't want God to be cherished and adored. He didn't want that. He's a jealous fiend. Started it up in heaven, trying to prohibit the praise unto God. And now he still doesn't do it down here. Even more so, because he claims that this is his kingdom. If not, it belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. And the enemy doesn't want you to thank God like this. And you think God said, oh, no, don't you thank me like that. I think his word is true. He's not going to go against it. He inhabited the praises of his people, and he created us to bring him praise. So since he created us for that purpose, I don't think it'd be God saying, oh, no, don't you thank me like that. No, that would be the enemy. The enemy would be trying to stop your praise unto him. And he certainly wouldn't want you to thank him over one time, let alone 1,000. So just count yourself privileged if you can speak and thank God like that. We didn't come to ask him for nothing. We can't even thank him for what he's already done. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you what. Let me give you a few moments to make your request known unto God. You can let it be known in your heart unto God. And God will know what your request is. Yeah, let it be known privately in your heart. I'm asking God to just see your heart's desire and bring it to pass. All right? You won't hear any music tonight, but what you will hear is me thanking you, or rather thanking God in the background, okay? Rather quietly and softly. But I mean it from my heart. And while you make your request known, we'll thank him in a very soft way. And then when I pray, I'll invite all of you to come join us, and we can get the blog lines open. You'll be heard also. All right, this time is for you. Take about a minute, minute and a half, and go to thanking God. Oh, my God. I'll make your request known unto the Lord. Take about a minute, minute and a half, and make your request known unto him. Do it right now. Make your request known in a private way. And then I'll come back and pray. And then we'll thank God a thousand times. Okay? So do it right now. Give him about a minute, minute and a half. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. You know our hearts and desires. We have given them to you many times. God, I'm asking you, cut the red tape and do it. In the name of Jesus, let it come to pass. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise you. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. In Jesus' name. In just a few minutes, I'll ask you to join me. Amen. But right now, make your request known unto the Lord, privately in your private closet. Thank you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for these precious, precious souls, these precious people. And God, they may be known unto you. And your word does say, ask and it shall be given. Seek and find and knock, and the door shall be open. The word says that we have not because we ask not. And if any two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us of the Father. And so look on every request placed before you tonight. Bring them to pass. I ask you, Lord, if you would make a way out of no way and do these things. By the enemy who didn't want your people to have anything, God, they come and give you at least over 2 billion, just about 4 billion. And we just thank you for receive this praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the glory of God. Please receive it. Thank God. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you cover the line with the blood of Jesus and forgive all sins. If there be any, please forgive all sin. In Jesus' name. And we praise you for it. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask everyone who has the line open, help me thank him a thousand times. All over the world, I want you to be one in your city. I want you to be one in your church. I want you to be one in your village. So thank God. I thank God. Here's what we're doing. Lord, we come to give you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Come on, everyone.
Thank you
for life, Lord.
Glory
to
God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God, you've been too good to us, God. It's better to us, God, than we can ever be to ourselves, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for the very breath.
Thank you.
The very breath.
Yes,
the very breath that we breathe,
God.
And come
thank
over
you, Jesus. Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, we thank you, Lord, God,
thank
because we know somebody's alarm clock went off this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wake. I got to shut it up.
Thank you.
God, we thank you. We thank you for salvation. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Oh, God, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty name of
Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you for being one of the Holy Ghost. And none of those are destroyed.
Thank you, Jesus, for your anointing, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your precious.
Thank you,
Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
I give you glory, boy.
Thank you, Lord.
Overland Park, Kansas. Overland Park, Kansas. 66225. Again, 66225. God bless all of you. And they did a wonderful job here tonight. I'm not saying like Williams. Amen. Thank you. And we embrace the power of the Holy Ghost on here. And enough Holy Ghost, enough healing. Yeah, in the Holy Ghost to heal anybody on this line, not only a physical condition, but to heal your finances and heal your home, heal your son and daughter. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God. Amen and amen. God bless you, all of you who joined us tonight. We're back again on the prayer line on tomorrow morning. And we're just down the prayer line, 712-775-7085. And when the prompt comes on, push pound. Amen. Yeah. And the code for that line, is 93600. God bless you. We've had a wonderful time tonight. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Come on the prayer line in the morning at 6 a.m. and give your praise report and also your prayer request. The Lord be praised and the Lord be glorified. Thank you again, those who helped lead the way. We appreciate you very much. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.
Good evening. This is Ambassador Lake Frierson.
Yes, ma'am.
We having the shut-in this coming Wednesday?
We are, and people have already started calling, saying what time they want. Amen. We are having, and thank you for reminding me. We do say that we're going to have a Wednesday night, beginning at 9 o'clock, the all-night shut-in. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's so glorious when we can spend all night with the Lord. Amen. So if you all want a certain time, let me see, 9 to 10 o'clock is already taken. And from 10 o'clock, I believe, to 10:30 or 11, it's already taken. But any other hours, feel free to text me and say, I want this, I want that. Amen.
Okay. Amen, Chief Ambassador Johnson. I'm sorry to cut you off, sir. I would like 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., if that's okay, Ambassador-elect Williams.
That's beautiful. All right. That's beautiful. Amen. I hope some of you all are taking notes from me. You know, I don't claim to be 25 right now any longer. I used to be 25. So if you would help me out, amen. Not offensive to me. Yeah. For you all to help me, amen. I welcome it. Amen. For you to all remind me and things like that. God bless you. You were 1 to 2 o'clock. Amen. That's Ambassador Lent Williams. All right. I'll open the line up now before we go. Anybody else want to take a time? This is a time that we're leading prayer. Amen. On the prayer line. As we stay awake all night long, just praising the Lord. Amen. All right, anybody else want to take a time? If so, the line is open to you. Can't wait on you, but if you would, jump in there and say, give me this time. Everybody on this blog, all of you all, I don't want to take a time to lead prayer. We're willing workers. We're not stubborn. That's the enemy. That's demons create stubbornness like that and rebellion. Yeah, when I ask you all to lead prayer, demons start working right away. No, you don't have time to do that. No. Don't you do that. No. You'll be asleep that time. Who you think that is talking to you? Yeah. You think that's God saying, oh, no, you don't have time to do that. Yeah, you'll be asleep by that time. You better learn to recognize God's voice. Man, demons say stuff like that. God doesn't say stuff like that. God inhabits your praises. He said, oh, thank you, daughter. Thank you for loving me that much and want to spend time with me. He says stuff like that. But all that other stuff, that's demons talking. No. You know you can't do that. Who do you think brings the spirit of fear? God has not given you a spirit of fear. Those demons are doing that. But a power of love, of sound mind, that's what God gives you. And when you step out and make one step, He'll make the other step. You make one, He'll make two. And that's God. Learn, I better bring that message again on the line. And maybe all this week, tune in on the prayer line, all this week, I may be teaching on how to recognize the real voice of God. I want to teach y'all what I know. Sometimes I say, the Lord just spoke to me. How do you hear His voice like that? I'll share that with you. This week, how you hear His voice. Okay? God bless you. Anybody else want to take your time to lead the worship and lead prayer? You can pray. You can have people praising God. You can invite a special guest speaker. Or however you want to spend that hour or whatever. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Who would take 11 o'clock? 11 to 12. Anyone? All right, who would take 12 to 1? Go ahead. Go ahead if you want to.
Dr. Johnson.
Listen. Yeah. I hear you. Go ahead.
This is a rush. I take from 11 to 12.
All right, God bless
Did I say 11 to 12? I mean, 11 to 11:30. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody take 11:30 to 12? That 30 minutes. Who would take that? All right. All right. You might take 12 or 12:30 or 12:31. Anyone take that? All right, God bless you. The Lord told me He's done so much for you all. He really has. Everything you have, He gave you. Everything, who you are, He made you. Where you come from, He brought you. What you know, He taught you. The roof over your head, He provided for you. Shoes on your feet. Clothing on your back, He provided. And He told me never beg anybody. And I've been that good to them, never beg them to talk to me. I'm Jehovah God, made the heavens and the earth. And it's an honor for anybody to come before me, God says. So I'm not going to worry. God told me not to beg. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Anybody want to have a word to say before we go? The line is open to you. Anyone? God bless all of you. Have a wonderful night.